It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. It's another version of Where's Bob, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Bob?
That's the baritone voice of Chaz Thompson sitting in with me. He's been on our show many times. I'm sure you're familiar with his voice. But we all got to wish Barbecue Bob a little good health. He had a little accident this last week and fell off a motorcycle. It wasn't moving too fast, but he did injure himself. And it's really a little bit tough for him to move around right now. So we're, I'll be bringing him some barbecue later today, and we'll make sure that he's doing okay. But he's at home mending. So life goes on. And Barbecue Bob, if you're listening, we wish you well, brother. But anyway, Chaz, what I thought we'd do is we'd talk a little bit about outdoor entertainment areas. We've had this, what I call pre-spring. Now, here in Michigan anyway, where we're at, that it got super warm. The buds are on the trees. The flowers are popping through the ground. And it's still mid-March. Well, late March, I guess, here where we're at. But my point is, that's usually, we're about 4 weeks ahead of where we should be, in my mind, in Michigan. So that made me think, what are the projects that are going to go on in my backyard this year to turn it into the oasis that I want it to be? So I thought maybe we'd talk about
that. We had a 70-degree day, and it was time to get out there and, you know, get the grill out. If you've been one of those people that put it away,
right?
You had the urge to get it out there. I got out there, did some grilling.
Yeah.
And but you're standing out there grilling, you're looking around, going, "Well, there's a bit of a mess out here from trees and dropping and stuff in your yard." And man, I've been meaning to clean that area up and do something with that. So great idea. We should talk about that.
Sure. So speaking of getting your grilling out, I did. And this last week, we always like to start with this. So last week, when it was 70 degrees out, I had a hunk of prime rib that was in the freezer, just a steak, right? It was one of the steaks left. And that's a pretty fatty cut of meat. And so what I decided to do with it this time is cut that fat layer off and just cut the actual steak meat up into little cubes. And I made some kebabs. And I marinated them in some olive oil for about a half hour before I put them on the grill so they don't stick. Seasoned them up with some of Sobey's Tim's Blend. Just a great overall general seasoning. And then I took little yellow bell pepper chunks and sweet onion chunks and made a skewer. Now, personally, I don't like it. From a look standpoint and in a delivery, it's really pretty to have your vegetables and your meat mixed. But from a perfection piece of cooking the meat the way I want it, the vegetables don't get done before the meat gets done for me. I like the vegetables a little charred and a little, it just adds a layer of flavor. Where the meat gets overdone when I cut it in little pieces if I let those vegetables char. So I made a separate skewer with the vegetables, put them on.
That's a good plan because then you can control your cooking. And then your guests can pick, do I want one meat and two veggie?
Right.
And you can kind of separate things out, and it's a little bit more smorgasbordy.
Right, yeah. And that's exactly what it was. And it's cool on a tray when you got skewers of both. But what I did is I had some of those baby Bella. Is it shiitake? Is that the right one? They look like a portobello, only they're the little ones like the white button mushrooms, right? Yeah, baby Bellas or whatever they're called in the store. I had a box of those, and they're pretty good sized ones. But I have a problem with putting mushrooms on skewers in that about half of them break in half when I'm driving that skewer through there. And so what I did with those is I popped the stem out of them, so I created the little pocket. And they were golf ball size ones, right? Created that little pocket in there. My wife had a dip that was called crab rangoon dip. I don't know where she got it, but I didn't make it, but I stuffed that.
Thank the internet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I stuffed that mushroom cap with that crab rangoon dip. And then I had she had a pack of white cheddar, sharp white cheddar. And I let that mushroom set on the grill for 4 or 5 minutes till I saw that dip start to bubble a little bit in the center, which means the heat was coming up through my mushroom. And then I, by then, my kebabs were on, my vegetables had been on. Everything's coming together timing-wise, right? I turned the grill down, put that piece of that cheddar on top of that mushroom, and just finished my cook until that thing melted enough where it kind of sealed in that crab dip. Holy cow. Was that a great little side dish, that mushroom with that crab dip in there and a piece of sharp white cheddar on top. And just a little square, right? Just enough to cover the mushroom so the stuff doesn't leak out when you cut it. But, man, I was proud of me, right? I mean, it was a pretty dang simple, you know, two different kinds of skewers and a mushroom. But, man, people were digging that one. They were digging that one. What you been grilling, man?
Well, you know, that hot day hit, and I got a summer feeling about me, too. And yep. I pulled out the big griddle that goes on my grill.
Okay.
And I did some Yucatan-style fish tacos, but I did them with crappie.
Oh, well, of course you did, because you probably had a bunch of that in your freezer from the ice fishing.
Oh, we're working down through it, you know. And that day that I think just after we were on the air together last, we got to get out on the ice and take a whole bunch of scouts fishing. Had a great day doing that.
Yep.
You did a great job on the hot dogs and chili dogs. And yep. Mrs. Joppy even provided some cookies. Those
were
really good.
Right, yeah, fresh homemade cookies. That's the benefit of having a missus, because I'm not the baker. I'll grill the hell out of things.
Well,
but
when
I'm
you guys got done with the food service and the kids kind of meandered off, I had a couple of the older scouts that I invited out to a little bit deeper water and got them on some crappie.
Oh, nice.
And we got a nice little mess of crappie that day.
Great.
So I pulled some out of the freezer. And what I do is I'll make up a garlic oil in one of my small, you know, like 4-inch cast iron skillets.
Okay.
And it just sits on the side of the grill, kind of just staying hot and getting
you
happy.
Just use
and
vegetable oil and lace it with garlic?
I use canola.
Okay.
And then I just take a tip of your big long spatula and pull that out, get a little area ready, drop on some fillets and a little bit of onion, and do those up real quick. And you got tortillas off to the side, maybe you got a little salsa or whatever else you want to top them with. But I had a few people over, and we were just standing there and no plates.
Right. Well, that's what the taco shells, the tortillas for, right?
Yeah. Drop a little bit in there, and there you go, buddy, and you know, top it with what you want.
Right.
And we sat there and shot the shit, drank a few beers,
yep,
and talked about stuff and just enjoyed the hell out of standing outside with sunglasses on.
Right.
Yep. T-shirt and shorts.
Right. 70 degrees. And
in March.
Right. In March. In mid-March, that was even. But, yeah, well, when we were – what was it, the last weekend in February that we did that,
yeah.
I think? Well, there was a foot of ice out there, and in a week that stuff was gone.
Yeah, I mean, we got a little rain and a lot of wind. And
right, yep, and a
boom.
Lot of warm weather, and away it went. But so you stood around and drank some beer. For those of you that remember, Chaz used to be the head brewer at a place called Schmoe's Brewery, great brewery over on the southeast side of Grand Rapids, just north of 28th Street on Patterson. If you've not been there, you've got to go check it out. But Chaz, when we were hanging out and you with you first when we first met, you were really into the beer scene. It's something you don't walk away from. You're not brewing it anymore, but I know you're keeping in touch with all the
buddies. Yeah, I still help out at a couple of breweries and still stay in tune with the industry and stuff.
Yeah, so the times are changing, man, and we're opening up a little bit. So in the next segment, what I'd like to do is just talk a little bit about the new breweries you might be aware of and some of the cool stuff that you've had that are new brews to hit the market. And, you know, IPA was a wild thing for many years. There's still tons of them out there, but there's some newer stuff that's coming around too. So maybe we'll touch a little bit on that. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little breweries, a little beer, and then maybe a little backyard planning. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.